My name is Patrick Cox. I was born on the 21st of June 1934, and I was born at Prickwillow, right near what is the pumping station. And that was in my backyard, by the way. So that was where I was born, and I spent all my working life at Prickwillow, about 2 years national service. When I left school at 15, I was offered a job straight away on the drainage authority, and that's where I worked for 4 years. Then I went away to done my national service for 2 years. When I came back, I stayed there another 4 years, but then I left after I spent about 8 years working for the drainage board. Although I was still close by, and in busy periods, I did go back and help them now and again, because Mr. Clark, you see, was on the board, and I worked with Clark's then for 41 years. So if they wanted me, or if they wanted extra help, well, I used to go up there and help them up the pumping station. In 1947, the banks were never man enough to hold the quantity of water watch, which all of a sudden, I mean, it was the ice and snow were thawing, and then we had rain as well. So we had so much water all of a sudden. And that was in March, I think, about the 16th of March, when we had some storms, and there was a very windy Sunday night, which was causing damage all over the fen through the wind and the waves lashing on the banks, and the banks started to give way. The gold from Roswell Pits was being taken all around different parts of the fen, and also in barges and as well. They had engine-driven tugs in them days, you see, so that would be pulling probably 5 barges of gold, and they was being loaded here and distributed to various places, not only Prickwillow, but all around the area where the banks were started giving away. How they got to find, I mean, in the middle of the night, with just a paraffin lantern, two men used to walk right round the riverbanks, looking and listening for where water was started to trickle through. And that's all they'd ever spade, and a paraffin lamp. And they'd go for probably do 3/4 of a mile each, you know, two men going round and then walking back, but there'd be two men from the other side, and they'd probably meet and then walk back to their various stations, if you like. And that went on for quite some time. And even not only the river authorities, but farmers were sending their lorries and tractors and trailers up down to Roswell Pits to get loads of stuff as well. So they was all bringing a gold from here, from Roswell Pits, to various places. But in Prickwillow, they couldn't get the lorries near the places on that photograph. So they had to put them all in sacks. They put them in little sandbags, and the German prisoners of war would be filling these little and carrying them probably for 100 yards or more, and then stacking them on top of the bank, or there'd be somebody there to stack them in the right place to make a dam to help to stop this bank from moving. But that was, I believe that was about the 16th of March, when it was quite critical. I mean, the bank was actually, you could hear the willow tree roots cracking. And but that, if that wasn't for having a number of chaps from the German prisoners of war from Ely getting down there really quick, I think they that bank would have probably broke, and you would, that in turn would have put the pumping station out of action, as well as ruined all those probably 10,000 to 11,000 acres of land. The barge, they sank a barge there, but first they had a domineered stack, if I call them stack claws, they'll know what I mean. And they sank them down on the inside of the bank, and then sank a barge on top. And that's where that helped to stem the flow. And I will say that one person, I thought that's nameless, said, yes, you can have my stack cloth, but I've written my name and address on that, so you know which it is when it comes out. So, I don't know whether that chap realises that that's still down there somewhere. Over 4 mil, that was when they've got just paddle wheels, a paddle wheel will only lift water 1/5 of its diameter. And the maximum diameter a windmill will drive is 25 feet. And that wasn't, I mean, when steam came on the site, a steam engine would turn a paddle wheel double that. And I think the biggest one in the Fen is a 100-foot bank, where there was one put in there, I think that was 70 feet in diameter. And that was the biggest one, I think, in the Fen. But that was why you had to put windmills in the stages, because each windmill would lift it up to the next one. But when steam came, you see, instead of putting a lot in a row, the steam engine was powerful enough to drive a bigger one, bigger wheel. So that in turn could lift water that bit further. But it wasn't until about 1850, I think, at the Great Exhibition, when the Apold pump was first introduced, and that quickly became the thing to drain the Fens. Yeah, the horses on the farm, up till 1956, the horses were, when they had foals and also cattle, Mr. Clark had a field, 35 acres of grassland, at Denham Road, Prickle, at Ely. And they used to bring the horses with the foals and the cattle up to graze up there. And then in the winter time, they take them back down there. So they used to drive them through Ely. Luckily, there weren't so much traffic then as what there is today. And they used to call in on the common to let them settle down again and have a feed before they took them the rest of the way to Prickwillow, to where they stayed, you know, for the winter. Well, that'd be 5 miles from Little Denham, from Denham Road to Green Farm.